Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Southern Miss fans know the number one stop for Golden Eagle apparel is Campus Bookmart on Hardy Street in Hattiesburg. Baseball, basketball, football, Campus Bookmart has it covered with clothing to fit the young and old, big and small Golden Eagle in your family. You can visit the store on Hardy Street, shop online at campusbookmart.net, or call in your order and have it mailed to your front door. However you choose to buy, always visit Campus Bookmart first. You won't be sorry. Campus Bookmart and Southern Miss, to the top.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
We're in the Southern Bancorp studio in Hattiesburg. Kelly Sander along with my colleague Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. On the program today, a little bit later on, we're going to be talking with Hattiesburg American beat writer Sam Sklar about the financial prognosis for Southern Miss in the upcoming football season, how much the Eagles are going to take home for playing Kentucky, how much they're going to have to pay Southeastern. Look, it's a big business, college football. Sam Sklar will sort that out for us. And two local young baseball players who have already made names for themselves but are headed to the college ranks after their senior year. We're going to be talking with Jacob and JoJo Parker from Purvis High School, home of the Fighting Tornadoes, here in just a moment. The first segment of the program brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Cooked here, loved everywhere, a wide variety of different smoked meats, and of course the side dishes that we've talked about. Perfect for any tailgate of any size, a small group, a church group, or maybe a big family reunion. Let Dickey's take care of all that for you. We thank them for their support of Southern Miss and of our program here. Jacob and JoJo Parker led the Purvis Tornadoes, along with their teammates, of course, and they would be the first ones to tell you that. But Purvis won a state championship a couple of years ago and could very well do it again this next season. I can just hear all the other schools going, wait a minute.
Is the lines open?
Yeah, there you go. But let me just go the numbers of these some guys. First of all, they are twins, all right, which doesn't, not Minnesota twins. Maybe that'll come along a little bit later. But JoJo is the older of the two by 1 minute. All right, that's how close they are age-wise. But listen to these numbers as well from this past season. JoJo Parker with a .464 batting average, Jacob a .422. JoJo hit 7 home runs, Jacob hit 5. 28 RBIs for JoJo, 35 for Jacob. Both of them also pitched for Purvis. JoJo with a 2.4 ERA, Jacob with a 2.65. JoJo, 39 hits during the season, Jacob, 43, and a slugging percentage of .833 for JoJo, the big brother, the older brother, Jacob with a .686. They were both recently at the All-Star game just a couple of days ago. In fact, when we spoke to them yesterday, they were boarding their airplane to come back to Mississippi. And we welcome you guys, first of all. And full disclosure, this is a Southern Miss program. They have verbally committed to Mississippi State. But look, these are local kids. We love our local kids, Purvis kids, and we have a good relationship with Mississippi State anyway. But so this is all about you guys today. First of all, how did you guys get to participate in a lot of the stuff at the All-Star Games? I can see their faces, so when you guys are talking, I'll tell her. Jacob, why don't you take that question first? Because you got to participate in the high school home run derby.
Yes, so everybody, kind of all these scouts kind of select you for different things. I just got lucky enough to get picked for this thing and ended up making the top two for it.
Yeah, but your brother hit more home runs in the regular season. JoJo, how come you didn't get to do the home run derby?
Yeah, some say I'm stronger than Jake, but some of the scouts didn't think so. So I was happy for Jake to get to do that.
Yeah, but you also got to work out on the field and kind of see what it's like.
Sunday I got to do the replica MLB home run derby. I was Jose Ramirez for that. It was pretty fun to do that.
So do you know Spanish?
I do not.
That's the only way, Jose Ramirez, you can actually do that. But not only did you get to participate in it, Jacob, you tied for the championship. So tell us the format, how it worked.
Yeah, so the top eight got there 2 days before, and we got to hit with the normal home run derby rules, 3 minutes, one timeout, and I ended up pretty much winning that. I hit 24, and the guy behind me hit 23. He was from California. He's going to Texas A&M. Then we got selected. The top two made it, and I got to go second because I beat him the first 2 days. And then he hit five, and then somehow I ended up hitting five, and I hit the last one with 1 second left, so we ended up tying.
All right, but you got to go. You got to choose whether to go first or second?
Yeah, I ended up choosing second. I just wanted to see if I could walk it off.
Well, and know what you have to do, right?
If the
other guy's already done his. So take us through you guys – played your travel ball years in the high school areas, continue with the Louisiana Knights, all right? And you guys have pretty much been products of travel ball your whole lives. Take us through the commitment process at Mississippi State. When that happened, did you guys ever consider parting and going different ways?
Yeah, we were recruiting by many, many SEC schools, everybody. So it was really stressful. All the recruiting process was stressful. We had it really narrowed down to Ole Miss, Mississippi State, and LSU. So we took our visits, or our camp visits, really. We were in ninth grade when we committed, and we just thought Mississippi State was home.
Now, JoJo, your dad went to Ole Miss.
Yeah.
But when you took your visit to Ole Miss, you guys just, nice place, but.
Yeah, so we just felt like Mississippi State was a lot more of home than Ole Miss. We liked the coaches a lot better, and it just felt like home.
So they didn't disown you? Your parents didn't?
They did not, thankfully.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Demon, two really, really talented high school players here. Again, Purvis winning the four. That district in 4A has produced, I don't know how many state championships, the last years, because Purvis and Summerall are both in there, and both of those teams still have a lot of players coming back.
For sure. And just talk to us about that rivalry, Purvis and Summerall, what it's like.
It's pretty fun. Most of us are all friends, so it's a friendly rivalry. It gets heated every now and then, though. But, I mean, it's good games, good competition. It's fun to play.
When you look at those rosters, you're going, how in the world would anybody beat either of those teams?
I like to think of our district as like the SEC of high school, just because, like, if we were in a different district, each of us would easily win the district and probably see each other in South State again.
Was there ever a doubt that baseball was going to be the way that you guys went sports-wise?
Well, we played a lot of sports growing up. I don't know. My dad played football. My mom played basketball a lot, but I guess baseball just really stuck. We both just figured it out, and we both had fun with it. And we really like to compete against each other.
JoJo, when did you guys learn, though, that, hey, we're pretty good at this, and there might be a future for this beyond high school?
Yeah, so probably around eighth grade year when we started to get those offers and, compete with every other kid in our class.
But you didn't know ahead of time? You didn't know before then that, hey, maybe we're pretty good at this?
I mean, I've always had confidence in myself, so I've always liked to think I'm better than everybody, but...
Tell me about your skill set and how it differs from Jacob's.
Yeah, so I think I'm a lot better defensively than him. I think I have a better IQ of how to play the game. Like, I can lay a bunt down. He hits more home runs. Well, not really, but you know what I'm talking about.
He's built like a power guy,
yes.
Though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you played short.
I play middle infield. He plays corner outfield.
Yeah, and in the classroom, you're a math guy, and he's an English guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So that's pretty cool. You know?
What is it like getting offers in eighth and ninth grade? That just seems crazy to me.
It was crazy, and then I guess it just became a reality. Some kids around us were getting offers too, so we kind of leaned on them and leaned on our parents.
But, that's been 3 or 4 years ago now, and you've been kind of waiting and waiting to kind of finally get in college. Is it ever kind of like, oh, we got to go back to high school ball, or you just want to get to the college level?
Not really. We try not to rush it, trying to stay where we are. We're going into our senior year, so just have fun with it now.
Yeah.
So you're back from the All-Star game. What the rest of this summer? What are you guys going to do?
We have three more events lined up. We have East Coast Pro, which is in Hoover. It's pretty much scout games to where all the scout teams play against each other, and then we're going to Perfect Game All-American together, and then PBR All-American together.
Now, there might be some listeners, as we continue our discussion with JoJo, which I'm guessing is Joseph, right? When did JoJo come about, or is it just always stick from the time you were a kid?
It's just stuck since I was a kid. I don't know why it's JoJo, because my dad's name's Jop. I don't know how he got that name, but I guess JoJo just stuck with me.
But his name is also Joseph.
Yes, sir. Right. We have the same name.
Yeah. So there you go. So one's Joseph and one's JoJo.
I am a junior. Yeah.
Okay. So you talk about to the listener at home going, well, these guys have already committed to state, so why do you go to these Perfect Game, Under Armour, Baseball Factory type events when you already know where you're going?
Well, it's really, we've already committed, but it's really kind of for the Major League scouts to get an eye on us, to see what they like, and just to see if we're ready for that level. So,
okay. So, and do you play the same positions, Jacob, in these different events?
I play everywhere in the outfield. Joe's a middle infielder, so he plays second, shortstop, and third pretty much.
And you hear so much that in high school, there's not many POs, as they call them, pitchers only. But in college, you know, that would certainly be the case. We're going to continue our discussion with the Parker twins. It's been a long time since they've been in the same room together, and we've got them in front of the same microphone today. Also, when we come back, we're going to talk about how commits. Again, they've got a senior year yet to play at Purvis, but we're going to talk to them about the NIL, transfer portal, and how some of their friends have already changed their minds about where they're currently playing, where they're going to be playing, and this mishmash that we call the transfer portal. Jacob Parker and JoJo Parker continue on the Eagle Hour after this break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
This segment brought to you by Campus Bookmart. It is in that bright, and I do mean bright, yellow building right across from the main entrance to the campus on Hardy Street. It's your one-stop shop for all things Southern Miss as freshmen are coming in for orientation, and a lot of the band is starting to show up, the camps that they're having for drill teams, and the DCI camp that's coming in here next week. That's a place to get all your Southern Miss t-shirts, all the things to decorate your dorm room, everything at Campus Bookmart, and they're available 24/7 online at campusbookmart.net. And this shout out to the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour, Genesis of Hattiesburg. Genesis sedans and SUVs are the finest luxury vehicles on the road today. Stop by and see the new showroom on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg, Genesis of Hattiesburg. Continuing our discussion with JoJo Parker and Jacob Parker here in a moment. Still to come, Sam Sklar, the beat writer for the Hattiesburg American, talking about finances for the upcoming Southern Miss football season and other things that are Southern Miss, coming up with Sam Sklar in our next segment. JoJo and Jacob Parker from Purvis High School just got back from the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. They've got another year to play for Coach Tony Farlow at Purvis, and they've got their eyes set on maybe winning another state championship in Purvis, although I'm sure your Lamar County buddies from Summerall will feel like they have something to say in that. But you guys are committed to Mississippi State. You, as we mentioned, you do have another year to go. But through the travel process, the Travel Baseball League process, you've obviously played with guys that are older than you, that are already walking down those college halls, and this NIL thing and transfer portal now, you've got guys that played at school A that are headed to school B. I don't even know what the question is, you guys, but how are you guys wrapping it? You're not eligible for anything until you graduate from high school, but what are your other buddies telling you about this essentially unlimited free agent?
Yeah, well, the guys that are going to school are saying, I don't know, they're kind of stumped about it. They don't know what they should do, because there's a lot in front of them and they don't know what they should really take.
With one of your friends, and we won't mention the school, and I don't know the young man's name, but had entered his name into the Major League Draft and could have very well been taken in the Major League Draft this year, but the school that he was attending said, if you stay, we'll pay you $1 million. True?
That's true. Yes, sir.
And that's a college?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so this... Dima, why are you shaking your head?
Well, I just wish you could do that for me. Dima, if you stay at Super Talk, we'll give you $1 million.
Yes. Wouldn't
that be great?
Well, it would be just the reverse for me.
Oh, good.
If you leave...
When Bob gets back, we're going to tell
him. If I leave, you give me $1 million. But obviously, there's a lot for you guys to be gained there. What the timing of all this is perfect for you guys, but JoJo, how do you wrap your mind around all this?
Yeah, it's crazy. This world's crazy with college and NIL, and I just think it's crazy getting paid going to college where you should be having to earn your degree to get paid.
But the argument is these guys are making the school money.
Like yes, they are.
You know, with you guys dressed in your Bulldog uniforms, if you're winning games, there's people buying tickets. The school's making money. So why? I'm just playing devil's advocate. So should you not be? Jacob?
I think you definitely should. I think the transfer portal has something to do with it, and I think it's kind of messing it up. But I think NIL is for the good, but I just think they need to find a little bit better way to use it, because I don't think it's so good that all these guys are transferring everywhere.
And seemingly they're all going to Texas A&M.
Yeah. I've got some buddies that are – or they were at Texas A&M, and then they're leaving, but it's crazy.
And Texas, I know Moffitt. Aiden Moffitt, who pitched at LSU, is now headed to Texas. They've had a coaching change there. So working on your games, you guys, going forward, what do you want to do? You're obviously good enough now. But knowing the competitors that I know you are, you always want to get better. So, Jacob, what are you going to work on in your game going into your senior year now?
Yeah, I think I really need to work on kind of my defensive side of things to get faster. I'm already pretty fast, but I think I could definitely – get that above average speed up.
You know, I tell parents all the time, kids who play fall ball, baseball, I said, look, put the gloves down, work on speed and agility, because speed is something either you have or you don't have, right? And if you're going to try to walk on somewhere or really make an impression, be fast. What about that advice, Jacob? Good, bad? I mean, you're a big dude, and we can disagree, but what are your thoughts?
Yeah, my size definitely helps. I mean, if I was any slower than I was, I would have to be like a first baseman or something, so you have to stay fast to be able to play this game.
But good advice? Can these kids at 12 and 13 play way too much baseball?
Yeah, you definitely can. Me and Joe always played different sports growing up, and we played sports until high school, too. We were on the basketball team in high school until our freshman year. So all playing a bunch of different sports like soccer and basketball and football really helped our footwork and our agility and made us pretty fast.
Now, JoJo, I hear tell that it didn't take you guys very long at all to figure out that you had no future in football.
Yeah, I like to say we were a lot better at baseball.
You were football-y challenged? Is that
football-y challenged.
I don't know if that's a term or not, but you gave it a shot, right?
We did.
You know,
we did.
What about your game? What do you want to work on?
Yeah, I think I need to get faster. I'm a 6'7", 6'8", runner right now. I think if I get 6'5", 6'6", then I can get my name out there.
So how do you do that? I mean, it's one thing to say you want to get faster, but what do you do?
Yeah, so we're going to traction right now. And
is that in Baton Rouge or here?
No, it's they've in got one Hattiesburg, here. Mississippi.
Yeah, that's right. They're based, I think, in Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir, they are.
Okay.
So we work out there with Perry Turner and just speed and agility stuff.
So what sort of things do they have you doing? Those are short twitch muscles and all those kind of things. It's real scientific, isn't it?
Yeah, they really work on our fast twitch muscles, everything with weight training and just working on our technique and really to be the best we can be. They do a good job there.
Now I want to go back to the NIL stuff and because you guys, what are the rules with high school guys, Jacob, as to these different companies? I guess they can talk to you, or just kind of fill in some blanks as to what the rules are for high school commits.
Yeah, they can kind of reach out to you and be nice to you, kind of be on your side, but they can't really give you anything yet until you graduate high school.
So that the key is you've got to graduate high school?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I don't really know all the rules, but I'm pretty sure from what I've told. In Mississippi.
I mean, I would hope so. That would be the case, you would think, because even if it was like a promise, like once you graduate, you're getting this, you know, I could see it being like that. But giving, you know, they were what, recruited in ninth grade, giving ninth graders thousands of dollars would be just insane. So
we committed before NIL, actually, like the year before. So that feels good to us that we committed to a school, not just for money.
Coach Lamonis's first year, I think.
First or second
year. Yeah, okay. Let me ask you this question because I get it all the time. And it's no secret that Oak Grove is not the baseball power that it has been in years past. But Summerall and Purvis pretty much always have been, all right? What is it about Lamar County? Is there anything you guys can put your finger on as to why Lamar County, year after year, between, you know, Purvis and Summerall and Oak Grove, crank out really good baseball players?
I don't know that question. I guess we just have some hardworking talent, some blue-collar people that like to win. It's really, I guess, what it is.
But when did you guys start the travel ball stuff? JoJo, tell us about your travel ball experience.
Yeah, so our dad and his buddies started a team when we were like 7 years old, and we just ran with it from there. So we were originally called Mississippi Smash. Then we moved to Louisiana Knights, and we combined with a Traction Canes team. And I think we were like 11 or 12. And then we were just the Louisiana Knights from there on out.
Would there ever have been a scenario that you guys would have separated? I mean, one of you would have gone to school A and the other would have gone to maybe school B?
Yeah, there was a big possibility there. I really liked Ole Miss for a while. And then we both liked LSU. We both liked Texas A&M. I don't know. We both really liked Auburn, so... It really wasn't about that we go to school together. It was about what school did we like best, and we both really just enjoyed Mississippi State and felt like it was home there.
And we know that that is an honest answer because, as you mentioned, the NIL deal, Dima, was not in effect then, so they couldn't give him trucks and things like that.
You don't get a Raptor to
or
go
Lamborghini,
to.
Or yeah.
Lamborghini, yeah.
So. Oh, well, a Lamborghini. Now I think they're really stepping up their game.
Yeah, so. Texas has those. It's crazy.
That's insane.
New coaching staff and
Lamborghinis
and lots of money. Well, guys, congratulations. So, what did you get for tying for the home run derby thing, Jacob?
I just got a trophy. Really, it was really for the experience. They gave us a bunch of gear out there, but okay. I mean, hitting on a major league field, hitting during the MLB home run derby was really the coolest experience I've probably ever had with baseball.
Now, Dakota Baker, our good buddy at Ramey Motors and Power Sports in Purvis on Highway 589, there claims that he was the best baseball player to ever play at Purvis. And of course, all baseball players that I know of, as we evidenced yesterday on this show, Dima, when we were talking with Nico Mazza, that he was saying, man, nobody's going to hit me. If I go out there, I feel like I'm going to hit it every time. So I expected you guys to say, no, we're the best players that ever played at Purvis. But you gave credit to somebody else, Jacob.
Yeah, Walter Young. He was one of my dad's buddies in high school. He was, from the stories I've heard, he was the real deal. So I would say he's got that number one spot.
Baseball.
But Dakota's probably, he's probably like top 100 in there.
Oh, wow, the gauntlet has been laid down. Walter Young also played football there, too. So, hey, JoJo Parker, Jacob Parker of Purvis High School, congratulations on the terrific success you've had so far. We wish you nothing but the best going forward. And Southern Miss and Mississippi State will, I'm sure, get ready to get after it again next season. Thanks, guys.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back, Sam Sklar from the Hattiesburg American, we're going to talk Southern Miss football and the money involved coming in the upcoming season. That's next.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
And let's talk some Southern Miss football. This segment brought to you by 4th Street Bar and Grill. They've just repaved the parking lot there on 4th Street. So really nice and smooth. You go in there and get your $10.95 blue plate lunch. Tomorrow it's Bob Getty's favorite day, Catfish Friday. $10.95 includes your soft drink. It's where everybody knows your name, kind of like the TV show Cheers. There's always a fresh, wide variety of different cold beers in bottles and on tap. And always the pool tables, the gold tea video games, the dartboards, everything at 4th Street Bar and Grill. And a shout out to Mobe Beignet, the official beignet store of in Hattiesburg and of the Eagle Hour, 2902 Hardy Street, favorite place for the students to study, and they make those beignets fresh as you order them.
That's right. And we're joined down by Sam Sklar, the Hattiesburg American, a great writer and does a lot of good stuff. Go follow him. Sam, we wanted to talk to you today about the your article about the payments that Southern Miss football is going to be receiving from the non-conference schedule, and then they're also having to dish out as well. And I think, to my disappointment, Southern Miss will not be playing the opening game at Ohio State this year, but they will be taking on the Kentucky Wildcats. And the Wildcats, the last time Southern Miss went to Lexington, they actually came out there with a win. Can you kind of walk the listeners through the payment, because it sounded like they're getting money from Kentucky, but they're also going to get money from the Buckeyes too?
Yeah, it's a little complicated because, you know, like you said, they were originally supposed to play Ohio State, but then in November ended up swapping that with Kentucky as part of a four-team trade with Akron. And so pretty much Southern Miss was supposed to get $1.9 million to play at Ohio State. And because Kentucky was supposed to, they had previously agreed to a game to play at Akron to open the season, which is kind of just a funny game, if you ask me. Kentucky,
that's a sickos
Akron
committee game right there.
Yeah, and so it sounded like Kentucky wanted out of its deal with Akron, and so a four-team deal was made where Ohio State and Southern Miss canceled their game. And instead, Southern Miss will play Kentucky, and Akron will now go to Ohio State. And so as part of the deal, Southern Miss is still getting the same amount of money of $1.9 million. So pretty much they're getting, you know, the same amount of money to play against an opponent that's not Ohio State, which, is probably a pretty good deal. And then so pretty much Kentucky will pay Southern Miss $950,000, and then the other half of it will be fronted by Ohio State. So that's how Southern Miss is still able to get the same amount of money to play lesser of an opponent, pretty much.
And I'm sure you're disappointed you're not going to be making the trip to Columbus to get your Culvers. But Southeastern...
Maybe there's one in Lexington, I don't know.
Oh, maybe there is, yeah. There was one in Knoxville, so...
That's right.
Southeastern Louisiana, they're going to come to the Rock. They're an FCS opponent, obviously. Can you talk us through the payment that Southern Miss is going to be dishing out? Kelly, this is when you write a check to somebody to come play football.
Well, see, I've done that, Demon.
Oh, okay.
Your generation does the cards.
Yeah, Venmo.
You tap your cards at these different places.
That's right.
Yeah, so it's just $350,000. That Southern Miss will be paying Southeastern Louisiana, which I think is pretty standard, I would think, for your typical FCS opponent that you play every year. Now, I don't have a copy of the Elkhorn State contract from last year, but I'd imagine that it's pretty similar and standard to what other schools and things are doing.
You know, Sam, when you look back at the Ohio State game that was to be, I think most fans, Southern Miss fans, probably thought it was Southern Miss that wanted to cancel that Ohio State game. But it sounds like to me that's not necessarily the case here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was all four of the teams. You know, I think that Southern Miss probably, you know, I don't know this for a fact on who, you know, kind of drove the deal, but I would think that if Southern Miss were handed this opportunity to, you know, get kind of in what you think would be an easier opponent for the same amount of money and not as far of a distance for travel-wise, I mean, I don't really know why you wouldn't do that, except for just, you know, obviously the experience of playing at Ohio State is probably pretty cool. But, Ohio State's Ohio State, and Kentucky is Kentucky, so that's what I see it as.
And that's why athletic directors are always on the phone to each other, you know, keeping their ears to the ground as to what might be shaken at different schools across the country.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of it had to do with Kentucky not wanting to go to Akron. How did that even get scheduled? I mean, that's just crazy.
I think I read that it was like a three game deal where Akron would go to Kentucky twice, and Kentucky would go to Akron once, which is just kind of bizarre.
I mean, Kentucky did come to Hattiesburg in 2017. It was the year after Southern Miss beat them in Lexington. So Kentucky, I guess, has a name for those odd non-conference road games. You know, even Alabama went to this next team that Southern Miss is going to play, the Fighting Bulls, South Florida Bulls, home and home series. That one in Jacksonville State, neither team is receiving compensation, Sam.
Yep. So both of those are pretty much, you know, the same deal. So Southern Miss will host South Florida this season in September and then make the return trip in 2028, which just sounds like forever away. But, you know, South Florida obviously plays in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Stadium right now, and I think a lot of us remember when South Florida hosted Alabama last year in that just gross game. I think maybe South Florida was winning at halftime or something like that, or maybe it was tied. I can't exactly remember. But they're supposed to have a new stadium completed by then, so that, I guess in 2028 we come back to this conversation. I'll remember. Might be pretty cool to check out that stadium once it's complete. I feel like in college football, you don't really see a whole lot of brand new stadiums. It's always, you know, these kind of old renovated stadiums that have a lot of tradition and character and history, but never really a brand new stadium. So that's kind of an interesting angle.
I'm just going to say, it just seems to me like when it comes to scheduling, the poor Eagles can't get a break, because I'm sure when, you know, you don't schedule your football season like 3 months in advance, right? So you book these 2 or 3 years prior to the actual season. And at the time, South Florida and Jacksonville State probably were, those are two. That'll be easy pickings.
Yeah.
but that's not going to be the case, Sam. Both of those teams are supposed to be pretty salty.
Yeah. I mean, they both went to bowl games last year. And, you know, obviously Jacksonville State was an FCS team that got elevated to FBS last year, and had a really good season with Rich Rod as the head coach. And it is hard to predict those things. And it kind of, in my mind, I kind of, you know, I think South Florida at home is kind of a toss-up game. And I feel like Jacksonville State on the road is also kind of a toss-up game that could go either way. So they're both kind of two early September games that, you know, really could determine, you know, whether Southern Miss makes a bowl or not.
Yeah, and the Gamecocks beat the Cajuns in the New Orleans Bowl last year, so there are definitely not any kind of pushover, and it's just an odd away game early in the season. Sam, Sunbelt Media Day next Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm assuming you're going to be down there for that. What do you expect to hear from Commissioner Gill and Will Hall and company?
With the commissioner, it obviously will be interesting to talk about, you know, revenue sharing is kind of a big topic that's popped up, you know, since 2024 started, and how, you know, all these different schools are going to have to start kind of preparing to have to pay some of these players and what that's going to look like. But, you know, also just with him is just, you know, could the Group of Five potentially split away from the power conferences, or, you know, they only get one representative in the college football playoff now. So, you know, what's that kind of going to mean for the Sun Belt? So those are some things I would look out for, you know, from a conference-wide standpoint. And then, I mean, from Will Hall, I mean, someone's going to have to ask about the quarterback. Do I expect an answer? Probably not. But at least we got to ask and see. Maybe a decision's been made. I haven't heard anything. You know, another question, I guess, that I've been kind of wondering is about the wide receiver core for Southern Miss. You know, they talked about trying to upgrade that in the spring portal, and they ended up adding Dennis Jackson, who's a really interesting, you know, four-star product from the Hattiesburg area a long time ago. Went to Ole Miss, didn't really work out there, and I believe he sat out for a whole season. Then went to Mizzou last year, and now comes to Southern Miss. And so he's kind of a mystery, I think, in terms of what he might bring to Southern Miss, and, you know, whether or not Will Hall thinks they've done enough to kind of supplement that position group.
Yeah, Dennis Jackson out of Summerall High School. And the two players that will represent Southern Miss at Media Day next week will be Ty Mims and Jaleel Clemens. So those were members of the second and third, I think, team preseason Sun Belt. But so far, Sam, Southern Miss not getting a whole lot of love in the preseason preseason publications, but I know it's a lot of that's for entertainment purposes. They haven't played a game yet, and we're hoping that that everybody got that wrong. But Sam Sklar gets everything right. So when you pick up the Hattiesburg, American, Sam does a good job of covering Southern Miss, and we thank you, Sam, for doing that, and thanks for being on the Eagle Hour.
Thanks for having me.
All right, guys, Sam Sklar with the Hattiesburg American. When we come back, Dalton McIntyre, Southern Miss draftee. Is he going to the Braves? Is he not going to the Atlanta Braves? We'll have the latest there. Tell you about a couple of great shows that we've got coming up. The Eagle Hour returns after this final commercial break.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
This final segment of the Eagle Hour brought to you by DBAT Training Facility just off of I-59 in Hattiesburg. Now that softball and baseball season is winding down, we talked with the Parker twins about speed and agility, and that's maybe what your athletes should be focusing on in the air-conditioned, pristine, clean facility. And it's a huge facility, too. D1 Training, they've got the pro shop there as well for any equipment that you might need. And, of course, you can sign up for different lessons with their experts that specialize in a lot of different things, all the way from diet to strength training to speed and agility, all those sorts of things. Check them out, DBAT. We thank them for their support of the show. And this reminder that the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast can be downloaded at that's the proper term, Michael, isn't it? Downloaded? Okay, Apple Podcasts, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Those were all English words yet seem like Mandarin Chinese to me. Or you can just tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Kelly Sanner along with Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. We mentioned going into the break, Dima, that Dalton McIntyre drafted in the 19th round of the amateur baseball draft by the Atlanta Braves. You kind of sensed yesterday that you thought he was going to make that move and sign with the Braves, and although it's not set in stone, it appears that there are more things happening that would lead us to stronger believe that McIntyre is going to be a Brave.
Yes, like I said yesterday, I think if it was any other team, maybe not, but I just think since it's the Braves, I said it yesterday, I just think he's going to go. And the Jackson Post reported this morning, they had quotes from him saying his next steps with the Braves. So it wasn't anything in that article that like said he's signing. But I mean, when they have quotes from him saying like, I'm going to be here this time of the month, and I'm going to go here, then I'm going to see where I go, I think that that's pretty obvious that he's going to sign with them. And good for him. You know, obviously Southern Miss fans are probably like, ah, you know, but good for him. You know, I was always surprised that he would be an MLB prospect, especially from coming into the season. But throughout the season, you saw it, his speed, his agility, his way just to hit the baseball. It doesn't matter what it is. His ability in center field, you know, his speed out there, I think he could become some kind of player for the big leaguers, and you'd probably know that better than me. But
and his numbers were really eye popping.
Yeah,
I mean, it's unheard of that a player comes along and puts together that kind of a season. And you brought up the point yesterday for him to possibly come back and try to do that again. Obviously, he would try to do it again, but it's a lot different than actually doing it.
You know? I mean, there's nobody in their right mind thinks he'd come back next season and hit whatever it was, 32 infield singles. I mean, that is an incredible feat. And he also had a hit streak, right, throughout the season. And, you know, I was even thinking last night when I was thinking about this after I was kind of being texted some news that he would sign, you know, he got injured in March. And Southern Miss fans didn't even know if he was going to be playing the rest of the season. And he came back like 2 weeks later and looked like the same kid. But, I mean, think about next season. You know, that could be a whole lot worse. You know, I think he like dislocated his shoulder. I'm sure that was probably in the back of his mind too.
And based on the transfer portal signees and commits, this is logic would dictate, this is not a major surprise to Coach Ostrander and his staff that they thought that McIntyre would go. So they have tried to shore up the team, you know, to make sure that if he does, and now it looks like he will be going, that the team, as best it can, wouldn't be hurt, you know, in the offing. But we are efforting Dalton McIntyre to get, we're trying to get him on the show next week, and would love for that to happen. Of course, there's a lot going on next week, as you mentioned, Media Day on Tuesday and Wednesday, where we will be hearing from the Sun Belt Commissioner Keith Gill. We'll also be talking with all the new coaches, and about half the teams have new coaches this year, including two of the teams in the Sun Belt West with Southern Miss. That includes Troy. Troy has a new coach this year. So does South Alabama, although their offensive coordinator was already on staff and was promoted to the head coach position. So we'll have all of that for you next week. Tomorrow on the program, we'll be talking with Deke and Jordan Adams. Deke, as we mentioned, out of Meridian High School, was former coach at Southern Miss, former player at Southern Miss, now on the staff at Arkansas, and his son Jordan on staff with the Los Angeles Angels organization. He's been up already once this year with the Angels, now playing in Salt Lake City. So we're going to be talking with them. And Derek Hamilton, you know, played on the NIT championship team with Southern Miss, and his son Kyle Hamilton now on the roster of the Baltimore Ravens. So we're going to try to kind of work in this father-son thing going on here. And you know they're great athletes when not just they do well, but then their sons accomplish at that high a level. So we're going to have that as well. Bob Getty should be back on Monday. So that's the way things look from here. We want to thank our guests, Jacob and JoJo Parker from Purvis High School. Again, they're committed to Mississippi State, but this is a feel-good story about two local kids from the Hattiesburg area, and Sam Sklar, always keeping us up to date as to what's going on in Southern Miss and the financial aspects of this. And look, you know, more than ever before, as evidenced by the fact now that you can purchase tailgating sponsorships, and part of that money goes to the university. When beer sales were added, that money's going to, so every little rock that can be overturned to raise some money, they're certainly looking at. And Sam was talking about the money to the players. I think Southern Miss getting ahead of that with the collective, don't you think?
I agree. I think that's exactly why Will Hall's always going out and getting it. And I'm with Sam. I think it'll be very interesting to hear from the commissioner next Tuesday about how they're going to attack that revenue sharing that's starting to take place in college athletics now.
Well, that's the way it looks from here on this Thursday, July 18th. Edition of the Eagle Hour for Dima Mixon and producer-engineer Michael Mergens. I'm Kelly Sander. Thanks for joining us. Talk to you again tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Until then, Southern Miss, to the top.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.